Crusade Channel News. News you can trust because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, October 4th, 2017. First responders tell of their experiences of the Las Vegas mass shooting on Sunday night, and in today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, the saint known as Il Poverello. We'll also have more details about person of interest Mary Lou Danley, the companion of the Las Vegas shooter. Last newscast, we singled out nurses and their experiences of saving lives Sunday night after the Las Vegas massacre. Now, courtesy of the Associated Press, here are the words of three first responders. First, Ray Ronnie of the International Association of Firefighters.
The IFF had dozens of members off duty in the audience that Sunday night enjoying the concert. After all hell broke loose, 12 of those members were shot as they went to work helping other members in the audience. Two of these members were shot while performing CPR. And people they didn't even know, they were there working on, and they were shot by the gunman. This is a true feat of heroism on their part.
Next, Las Vegas firefighter Ben Cole.
And then once the automatic fire started, we knew it was something else. I was with a good friend, Ted Ragone, who's a corrections officer. His training kicked in, and he knocked me down to the ground and covered me. Within seconds, we decided to take cover, and we ran into an area that had an overhead. And at that time, I realized that my daughter was still there and that she was working the event at Community Ambulance, which was covering the event for their medical purposes. After that, the gunfire continued, from what I heard, several minutes, but I never heard another gunshot. I ran out there knowing her last location and attempt to find her. Luckily, she received a call, medical call, a minute before the gunfire started. And she responded to the east side, which is the opposite side of where the gunfire had started or was coming from. After some time, I was able to locate her. Just seemed like a long time, but I'm sure it was less than a minute. We embraced each other, shed a few tears, looked at each other and said, it's time to get to work.
Lastly, Jesse Gomez of the Clark County Fire Department.
As we were walking out, or running out, I should say, with still gunfire, there was a lady on the ground. She was bleeding from the head. I don't know if she was shot or whatever, so I stopped. I had them continue, and me and some other people helped her out. We carried her to, I guess it would be Giles Street in Alibaba, where there was parking. And I called my wife, and I told her I was going to stay and to go home, and she was crying. And she said I had the keys, so I ran back to the car, and I handed her the keys, and she begged me not to go. It was probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, but she knew I had to go. There was plenty of people. It was incredible how many people stayed to help, off-duty firefighters, nurses, EMTs, cops, just countless people just trying to help. And it was very hard to walk around with someone with their loved one deceased and try to tell them that they have to move, that they can't stay here, that they were in the line of fire, but that's what we did. We try to walk with them.
May God bless these heroes. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania are visiting Las Vegas today. Today's quote of the day comes from St. Francis of Assisi. Start by doing what's necessary, then do what's possible, and suddenly you are doing the impossible. Coming up after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we honor St. Francis of Assisi. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, when I was a kid, being called a bookworm was an insult of the highest order. Today, people want to be called bookworm to solve the world's political problems. At the Founders Trading Post, we have the books you need to help solve the world's problems and save your soul, too. From Humility of Heart to Patrick Henry, American Statesman, get started on your bookworm bona fides today by browsing to mikechurch.com/books. Most of our books are also signed by the authors. Shop like a Jeopardy champion today at mikechurch.com/books or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Born in 1181 in Assisi, Francesco Bernardone grew up comfortable and wealthy and was a charismatic, well-liked figure. He fell in as the leader of a group of wild young people, saying of this time, "I lived in sin." He dreamed of being a knight, but while fighting the war against neighboring Perugia, he was captured and imprisoned for a year in a dungeon. Returning home, he again resumed his life of revelry and awaited his next opportunity for wartime glory. A day after he departed for the Fourth Crusade with his new horse and suit of armor, he was sent a dream from God telling him to return home, and he did in disgrace, receiving much scorn from his father and the local villagers. He returned to working for his father, spending increasing amounts of time in prayer and solitude. One day, while at the old church in San Damiano, Francesco heard God to tell him to repair his church. Francesco would go on to renounce his patrimony and his father's wealth, and would receive a call from God to rebuild his church. Ordained a deacon, he preached the message of returning to God and obedience to the church. Francesco was eventually joined by men seeking their sanctification through poverty and obedience. This was the beginning of the Franciscan order. In his final years, Francesco, who had received the stigmata, would go blind and suffer the effects of his years of poverty and wandering. He died in 1226 at the age of 45. St. Francis, pray for us. Marilou Danley, the companion of Las Vegas shooter Stephen Paddock, is back in the United States to cooperate with authorities in the investigation into Sunday night's mass shooting on the Las Vegas Strip. NBC News has a video of Danley's arrival at LAX in which she is shown being wheeled around the airport in a wheelchair. Yahoo News reports that Mrs. Danley is a Filipino who used to live in Queensland, Australia. She worked in casinos, and a former neighbor who declined to be identified said, quote, "I can't believe it. She is bubbly, petite, and full of life. I would have never thought she would be tied up in anything like this." Danley moved to the United States in 1989. Newsweek reports that Danley, who was sent to the Philippines weeks before the mass shooting, has two Social Security numbers and was married to two men at the same time. She immigrated to the United States as Marilou Natividad and married Gary Danley in 1990. Mr. Danley has declined to speak to the press. In 1996, Marilou married Jose Bustos, but her marriage to Danley was still in effect and was not dissolved until 2015. Marilou was married both times in Clark County, Nevada, where Las Vegas is located, but resided in Tennessee, Arkansas, Florida, California, and other states, both with and without her husbands. According to California records, her name is Marilou Natividad Bustos, and she is 55 years old. According to Nevada, her name is Marilou Lou Danley, and she is 62. She is known to have a daughter. In 2012, while still married to Danley but living with Stephen Paddock, she filed for bankruptcy. This information contradicts a statement in the Daily Mail, which indicates that Danley told authorities that her relationship with Paddock began earlier this year. The Daily Mail also reports that she and Stephen Paddock were regulars at a local Starbucks in Virgin River Casino in Mesquite, Nevada. Esperanza Mendoza, a supervisor at that Starbucks, spoke with the Los Angeles Times and said that when they would show up and get their usual drinks, Stephen Paddock would verbally berate her in front of others at the Starbucks, and this would happen frequently. When she would ask for him to pay for the coffees with his casino card, he would glare at her and say, "You don't need my casino card for this. I'm paying for your drink, just like I'm paying for you." Mendoza then said she would cower behind him and say, "Okay." The Daily Mail reports that Danley was traveling between Tokyo and the Philippines around the time of the Las Vegas shooting, and that Paddock had wired $100,000 to a bank account in the Philippines a week before committing his evil atrocities. Danley's sisters spoke to Australia's 7 News Sydney.
"No one can put the puzzles together, no one, except Marilou. And I know that she don't know anything as well like us. She was sent away. She was sent away so that she will be not there to interfere or put this planning. She didn't even know that she's going to the Philippines until Steve said, 'Oh, Marilou, I found you a cheap ticket to the Philippines.' In that sense, I thank him for sparing my sister's life, but that won't be to compensate our 59 people's life. She probably was even shocked than us because she is more closer to him than us. You know, to be able to find out that the person you love or you live with can do such thing. Mary Lou Dunley is my sister. She's a good person and gentle soul, a mother, a grandmother, a sister, a friend.
As more information comes out, we will be sure to bring it to you. In this Celestial Musings, Crux reports that Cardinal Kevin Farrell, Prefect of the Dicastery for Laity, Family, and Life, delivered the keynote address at the Faith and Life Convention in Belfast at the end of September. During his address, he said that parishes should establish study groups focused on Pope Francis's apostolic exhortation, Amoris Laetitia, and then train couples to teach, prepare, guide, and accompany married couples. The Cardinal said that priests, and I quote, have no credibility when it comes to living the reality of marriage, even though they may know the principles, the philosophy, and the theology. I have to disagree heartily with the Cardinal. You see, while priests may not live with their spouse, and their spouse is the church, here's what they do bring to the table. They bring the experiences of all the couples they have worked with previously. Whereas my husband and I have only our own marriage experience and the perspective to fall back on, and maybe that of those who are close to us, priests speak with literally hundreds and thousands of married people, whether in marriage preparation or counseling or in the confessional. I have seen desperately broken marriages brought back to healing and thriving relationships through priestly counseling. Never underestimate or sell short our priests on what they know about the sacrament of matrimony. Their wisdom is great. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-size truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, more of the Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your news, talk, and saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.